I'm Rachel. I'm head of fire breathing for the Dragonhood. And if you've been listening to our podcast, you've heard there were two episodes recently on workplaces that no longer fit. And in those episodes, Claire and I really explored my journey as sort of an example of one situation. In my situation, I was leaving a toxic work environment and one where values no longer aligned with my own values, and I was experiencing anxiety and stress and all sorts of things that you listen to in the episodes. If you haven't already listened, there's part one and part two of leaving workplaces that no longer fit. And we did get some feedback since we posted those episodes that people want to know, where am I now? How am I doing? What's been the development since then? So I thought I'd share with you for just a couple moments what that has looked like for me. So when we recorded, it was only a few weeks out from when I left. And now it's been a full year, which is shocking to me. Sometimes it feels like I just left yesterday. Sometimes it feels like it's been an age. So it's definitely a process to come to grips with no longer being in a situation like that. And I did not feel as much relief right away as I thought that I would. So there was an immediate, of course, relief, not having to go into work, not dealing with the Sunday scaries anymore. A lot of those things did immediately come into play. However, I felt, and I have talked to other people who have been on a journey similar to mine, and they have had similar experiences, that it has taken me a very long time, almost up to this point, to feel more like myself again. The physical toll that staying in a toxic workplace took on me lasted so much longer than I thought it would. I thought once I cut that out that I would miraculously be back to my old self and everything would be fixed, but there is no quick fix, no cure-all when you're having to deconstruct being in a difficult situation like that, deconstruct a toxic relationship. And that's true whether it's with people or with a workplace. And I think because so much of my work had been tied into this feeling that I was working for the greater good, that being a librarian meant so much to me, and it was all about access to everyone, information, access to books for everyone, and feeling like I had to be a part of that, and having to break up that relationship, and to feel like I had left something that truly felt like a calling, that was really difficult to go through. So I was working through not only the physical aftermath, but also the mental and emotional aftermath. So a lot of the things that I experienced right after leaving was akin to depression, a lack of energy, a lack of confidence, some of those things. Now, I was fortunate enough to hop into a very supportive workplace, one where I was praised consistently, where my work was valued. It was such an abrupt change from the situation I had just left, which I think did help actually speed up my recovery. That's what I'm going to call it, my recovery process. And so having that as just a stark comparison to where I had just left was fantastic. And it was so beneficial to my recovery process. But at the same time, the body takes as long as the body takes to get over something. So it did take me a very long time to feel my energy levels come back, to feel ready to invest in more of my self-care again. For me, it used to be very important to make time for exercise and prioritizing things like reading, things that I like to do in my free time. Now, of course, I do have a toddler, so some of those things get shuffled around priority-wise, but only fairly recently have I felt like, yes, I have the energy that I can do this, and it's not like every time when I had a time to myself, I'm just drained. So I'm telling you all of this. I'm giving you my where are they now story hopefully as a beacon of light for those of you who are considering leaving a toxic workplace or just transitioning to something new. What we talked about in the episode is it doesn't have to be toxic. It doesn't have to be terrible or anxiety-inducing or stress-inducing. Maybe you're just outgrowing where you are and you want to move to something else. I want to let you know that it is not simple to do that mentally, physically, emotionally. But when you do, it might take you less time. It might take you a little more time than it took me. You will get over that hump. You know, you will find yourself on the other side, a healthier, happier, more whole version of yourself. And the whole reason I shared my story, the reason Claire is always talking about trying to share as much as we can with all of you, is we want to cut your journeys shorter. We don't want you to spend more time in a bad work relationship or in a relationship at work where you no longer fit in this box anymore. We want to save you that time, the time that it took us so long to get through, so that maybe you'll get a little shortcut and you'll get to your place of fulfillment and happiness faster. So that's why we're sharing our stories. That's why I'm giving you an update now, that it did take me a while, longer than I expected, but I am so much more full of light and energy and contentment than I thought I would be. And it took me a while to get here, but I am just so grateful that I am here. So hopefully, if you're listening, you want to join the Thunder of Dragons here at the Dragonhood, and we want to equip you with those tools. I want you to get out, and I want you to have a wonderful experience at work. And if you're where you are right now and you're happy, that is fantastic, but maybe you can help someone else. Maybe there's someone in your team that needs to move on because they've outgrown where they are. Or you're seeing someone in your life who's experiencing signs of burnout, and maybe you can help them in that journey. So that was just my quick little update for everyone. I hope it was helpful. As always, contact us, info@dragonhood.world. Let us have some feedback. We would love to hear from you. And until we talk again, be accepting, be curious, be authentic, take up space, and awaken your inner dragon.